Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt will head to French Polynesia next week, becoming Australia's first minister to visit those islands in more than 20 years. He's travelling to meet up with other health ministers from across the Pacific, and climate change is high on the agenda. Today, a new report warns global warming is already affecting the health of people living in the Pacific, with an increase in deaths caused by extreme weather events and by a growing risk posed by diseases like cholera and typhoid. Professor John Thwaites is a former Victorian Health Minister. He's now the chair of the Monash Sustainable Development Institute, which helped prepare this report. John Thwaites, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, visited the Pacific in May and said climate change is hitting the region, quote, in a more dramatic way than anywhere else in the world. If we're focusing simply on health and healthcare, what impact is climate change having in the Pacific?
As you say, Fran, it is having a massive impact, first from extreme weather events and cyclones. And that's the most direct impact and can lead to injury and even death. But there's a more insidious cause also, which is the impact of sea level rise together with extreme weather events leading to flooding and disease related to water, to unclean water. So there are risks of mosquito-borne diseases like dengue, risks of typhoid, leptospirosis, but also risks of diarrhea for children, for example, where there's flooding in cities and they're suffering from diarrhea.
So just tell me a bit more about that. So the water sanitation issues that lead to diarrhea, which is a major killer of children around the world, that's from flooding contaminating the water. It's not from a lack of water due to climate change and therefore people not, you know, keeping clean because they don't have much fresh water to use.
It can be from both, Fran. So certainly the report refers to research done in Tuvalu, one of the Pacific islands, where drought did lead to greater risk of diarrhea through lack of water for washing hands and the like. But the other risk is as a result of flood, where you have poor sanitation, for example, in informal settlements, slum-type areas, where those rising waters and poor sanitation together lead to the spread of disease. And that's one of the key reasons why we need to address water and sanitation, to ensure that families, children are protected from the spread of disease linked to flooding.
So if climate change, if changing climate is causing, and climate change is causing this increased flooding and droughts and leading to these waterborne diseases, in terms of looking for international support, what would be needed? It would be, rather than action on climate change, a more immediate and specific investment in infrastructure, what to support the sanitation architecture? Is that what we're talking about? Against drought? I mean, against flood?
Exactly, Fran. I mean, we need both. And obviously, we need major action to reduce the likelihood of severe climate change. And that's a global challenge that we've got. And we need to move much faster on that. But we also, in the shorter term, need to address water and sanitation in many of the Pacific islands. And so, for example, in informal settlements where there's poor housing, there are projects, and Monash University and others are involved in a project known as RISE, which is about investing in improving the housing and water and sanitation at a local level. And it can be done using natural methods, using wetlands to clean the water to ensure that people have a healthy, clean water and sanitation system and are less at risk of suffering from diseases like diarrhea. We know that that infrastructure can be built. It's being actually based on some of the things we're doing here in Australia. But now we need to invest in that infrastructure in the Pacific Islands as well.
Aren't we doing that? I mean, the last time I spoke with the Foreign Minister on this program, she talked about, I think, the $300 million over 4 year climate and disaster resilience support that Australia has pledged. Isn't that kind of commitment directly focused on making the islands more resilient in the face of the impacts of climate change?
It is, but we're not doing nearly enough. And what we need to do is ensure that our planning for health is linked to these risks of climate change. At the moment, we are somewhat siloed between the investments in climate and the investments in health. We need to understand that health and climate change are intricately linked. And therefore, our infrastructure planning needs to put a priority on reducing the impacts of climate change. Programs like water and sanitation across the Pacific should be right at the top of the list of infrastructure that we're doing. And the Australian government is proposing a $2 billion infrastructure investment fund. For that fund, there should be a very high priority in these areas linked to climate change.
So that $2 billion infrastructure fund the Prime Minister announced for the Pacific, that was seen very much at the time to sort of counter the massive investments that China has been making across the Pacific in infrastructure. We're talking roads and buildings. You're saying don't just look at roads and buildings, look at health-associated infrastructure.
Exactly. And yes, there will need to be obviously investment in roads and buildings, but there also needs to be a key priority in that fund on climate-related issues. And that means a focus on areas like water and sanitation, where the investment can directly improve the health of people. And that has a security impact. If people are sick, if they're distressed, if in some cases they're even having to leave their homes and perhaps leave their country as a result of climate change, that's going to exacerbate any security issues that we have in the Pacific. What we want to do is invest in ways that people are going to be happy and well in their local communities.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 3 minutes to seven. John Thwaites is chair of the Monash Sustainable Development Institute. What about undernutrition? That came up in your report as a major issue. That presumably goes to food crops being wiped out by drought or hurricanes or other impacts of climate change. Is that what you're talking about there? How big an issue is this at the moment?
Well, this is an issue, and cyclones can wipe out crops and have done, for example, staple crops like bananas. This is a long-term serious issue, not just in the Pacific, in many parts of the world, where climate change will reduce the amount of fresh food that's available, and that has a direct impact on the supply of nutrition and leads to all those diseases and health risks associated with malnutrition. So we have to plan for that, and we have to ensure that our agriculture system, whether it's in Australia or indeed in the Pacific, is resilient against the impacts of climate change.
So we're bringing in Australian health policies, our infrastructure policies, our aid policies, our agriculture policies to focus on this. John, just finally and briefly, we've only got a minute or so, your report is called Health and Climate Change from Townsville to Tuvalu, and it looks across at Australia and warns that disease knows no borders. So what's the message there?
That is the message, that disease knows no borders. And of course, with climate change, the borders are changing. As the weather warms, as the temperature warms, as the weather changes, you're seeing diseases that were in one part of the world spread to others. A greater risk of some of these mosquito-borne diseases like dengue. Mm-hmm. Australia itself could start to see diseases affecting us that previously were affecting the tropics.
Yep.
And other parts of the world. So we face a real risk in this area. And we need a national health and climate strategy to ensure that we're properly prepared against that risk.
John,
we don't have that at the moment.
John Thwaites, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
John Thwaites, chair of the Monash Sustainable Development Institute, launching this new report today called Health and Climate Change from Townsville to Tuvalu.